Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about Oprah. Oh, last night was the award show of some sort. I don't know. But Oprah gave this speech. She was given the Cecil something award. It was very important to me, as you could tell. But Oprah gave a speech that was fantastic. And it, as you would hope and expect with what's going on, it was a reminder of who she is because of what she's been through and where we are right now in this country, specifically with the Me Too movement. And she gave it a voice and she gave words to it that were, I think, both encouraging as well as motivating. And I think that that is a very difficult thing to do considering the topic. I know that I lately have really been struggling with feelings of discouragement, feelings of helplessness, feelings of like, I'm gonna just sit in the corner until the dust settles because I'm afraid. I'm afraid of saying something, afraid of saying the wrong thing, afraid of asking the wrong question. And honestly, I was having some moments this last week where I was like trying to summon the motivation to really push harder and motivate more and promote more. And then I was like, is the voice of a white dude really the voice that should be pushing to get listened to right now? Now, I know that can be a little defeating, and maybe the truth is that all voices deserve to be heard by the people that need to hear them. But it is something that has been distracting me or giving me an excuse not to push harder and promote more and hustle. Those who know me probably know that I am not known for my hustle. But I digress. Which is kind of the opposite of hustle, isn't it? But I digress again! Okay. I wanted to mention the speech because there was this one moment in it near the end of her speech. I'll quote it because it hit me so hard.
I've interviewed and portrayed people who've withstood some of the ugliest things life can throw at you. But the one quality all of them seem to share is an ability to maintain hope for a brighter morning, even during our darkest nights.
And I was like, oh, yeah, right. Those are the people that deserve to have their stories told. Those are the people who are inspiring and heroic. And that's the reminder that I need, and I think many of us need in times like right now. I know that it's so easy for me right now to scroll through Facebook and read infuriating things about tax plans or government issues or presidential tweets or just more than that, actually, the conversations that happen in response to those things amongst fellow Americans. And as I take in this vitriol and this discord and this lack of harmony, and I get so discouraged. And I'll be honest, I lose hope. And that is the dragon of our current era, I think. That is the warrior of today needs to fight for hope. And as Oprah said, that is the quality that all these great women, all these great people have in common, is the ability to keep hope. And as I live in my privileged life and I tell a story to myself about or whatever my negativity that creeps in from whatever sources that I allow to creep in because I'm in control of my thoughts and my stimulus and my input, I use that story that's coming in as the excuse to give up hope, to be inactive, to quiet down. And thank you, Oprah, for reminding me that the hero is not the one necessarily that breaks down the wall to get through the other side, the hero is the one that says, guys, don't give up. We can do this. And then we all break down the wall and get to the other side. So I am re-energizing and refocusing and remembering that when I am at my highest self, when I feel the community that is present here and in my life, I do have hope. It gets quickly lost when I try to use my mind to visualize how things will work out. But that's logic, that's intellect, and I know deeper than my intellect is my knowledge that it isn't intellect. It isn't some human mind's plan that gets us through the other side. It is faith, it is trust, it is integrity, it is love. And so I am going to recognize that I don't know where we're going. I don't know how we're getting there. But if I look to the people in my life that I encounter on a daily basis, when I look to the people that I admire in my social media world, in my family and friends circle, when I look to the people in entertainment like Oprah, I can feel that faith is not some rose-colored fantasy. It is based on seeing the truth in human hearts, seeing what we're capable. And so I wanted to take a moment to say, please watch the Oprah speech. Because when you do and you look under your seat, you've got a car and you've got a car. But seriously, it's really heartfelt and it's really beautiful and it's really powerful. And it's coming from someone who has hustled to make the world a better place and to make the communication between human beings in our culture better. And by doing so has improved a whole lot of lives and made the world a better place. Be like Oprah. What would Oprah do? Keep faith, keep hope. So I'm gonna do the same. Thank you. I love you. If you enjoy this, share it with a friend, an open-hearted person who might be part of our wonderful collective Hug Nation family.